Hey guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. I want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you, and maybe you've joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony or just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you'll find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, grow in your marriage, and grow in your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to Faith for Families. We are in the beginning of a great series called Got Friends? Question mark. You got any friends? You need some. Did you know that? The Bible says it's not good to be alone. Today is our second lesson on this. Today we're talking about people like that. Actually, it comes from 2 Timothy where it says, stay away from people like that. And that's what we're going to learn about today. There's relationships that are good, some that are bad, and God warns you about the ones you need to stay away from. I thought we were Christians. Don't we love everybody? Yes, we do. We feed the hungry. We help the orphans. We go visit those in prison. We nourish people back to health that are sick. But we do not spend spare time or eat lunch with those that are not living according to the Word of God. Why? Because we'll become like who we hang around. Evil relationships corrupt good morals. Did you know that? It's 1 Corinthians. So we're going to learn some great things today. So if you've got a pencil and some paper, you might want to write it down. We're going to cover a lot of scripture. They're really good, fascinating stuff. Every time I do this series here that we're going to do today, people say, man, I didn't know that was in there. I did not know that was in there. But it's a great, great lesson, especially if you have teenagers or maybe you're thinking about getting married. Here are some things you want to avoid, okay? So we're going to start off with the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 in the New Living Translation. We're talking about what kind of people should we be staying away from. Again, the Christian, we feed, clothe, visit, but not spend spare time and eat lunch. So here's what it says. You should be aware, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. He goes on, for people will love only themselves and their money. You ever had some friends like that? Every time you go to lunch, you have to buy. They don't buy anything. You go to a movie, they want to buy. You have to pay. Every time you put the gas in the car, they never have money for gas. That's not a friend. The Bible says a friend is somebody who will die for you, not somebody who will get you killed. You understand that? There's that leak that's a mutual benefit for each other. It says this, they'll love themselves and their money. They'll be boastful and proud. They will scoff at God. I've told my kids, you got somebody that mocks God all the time, get away from them. That's not a good place to be. They'll be disobedient to parents. I don't want my kids having friends of people who are disobedient to their parents. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise that it will be well with you and you'll live long on the earth. Obeying your mom and dad means it will be well with you and you'll live long. Disobeying means it will not be well and you will not live long. Well, I'm going to live long, so I'm going to honor the office of my mother and my father. It's a law of the kingdom. The Bible's full of it. It's just people don't read the Bible much anymore. They just don't. They think it's a religious thing. No, it's a life thing. It'll put life back into you. They'll be disobedient to parents, ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They'll be unloving, unforgiving. They will slander others, have no self-control. They'll be cruel. They'll hate what is good. They'll betray their friends. They'll be reckless and puffed up with pride. They will love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that can make them godly. From such people, stay away. What's it mean? Don't hang out with these people. You'll become like them. You're kidding. No, so I used to take just an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and I just write down all the kinds of people. God said, stay away from these people. Why? Because they'll mess with you. And if they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them water. If they're in prison, visit them. If they're sick, make sure they get nourished back to health. But don't spend your spare time eating lunch. Are you picking up the pattern here? I like this, Psalms 1:1-6. New King James Version. Now look at this. We're trying to make a list of people to stay away from. Okay? We already got the people that are unforgiving, unloving, disobedient, parents puffed up with pride. Whew, stay away from that. Well, here's some more to the list. This list gets pretty long. Psalms 1:1-6. Blessed is the man or the woman who walks not. Now watch this, kind of a play on words. Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't be listening to ungodly people give you counsel. They don't know the voice of God. They don't have the mind of Christ. How are they going to say the right thing to you? They'll mislead you. They'll lead you astray. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, Do not stand in the path of sinners. Why? Because sin's been judged. God loves sinners, but the sin's been judged. Sin's got death attached to it. The wages of sin is death. You don't want to sin because sin will get you killed. You don't want to hang out with sinners because they can get you killed. You understand this? So don't stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, who's a scorner? That's somebody that gripes about everything and everybody all the time. They have nothing good to say about anybody or anything, constantly complaining. And they don't do anything. They're sitting down all the time. A scorner is sitting, running his mouth or running her mouth. You know what they did? You know what they said? You know what they did to me? You know what they didn't do? You know what they should have done? You know what they could have done? What is that? That's a scorner. A scorner hates those that love him. The Bible says a scorner can bring an entire city, classroom, or community or home into a snare. That's why the Bible says cast out a scorner and strife and contention will cease. The Bible's full of instruction on how to have great relationships, and it does work. Believe me, it works. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. What's the opposite of somebody who's scorning all the time? Yes, he's complaining all the time. They're in the Bible. They're meditating God's word. So they're meditating day and night, and they're like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth their fruit in their season, whose leaf will not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. I tell people, you know, if you're not prosperous, because you're not in the word of God. Unless God lied. Now, maybe God lied or he just made it up. It's a goofy scripture. But I think he told the truth. You meditate in the word, you'll prosper. It'll make room for you, make way for you. God just said that it would. It's incredible. But the ungodly are not so. They're not in the word of God. They're not prospering. It says this. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. They're not planted deep. They're not bearing fruit. There's no fruit in their life. It goes on and says, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Now, we've used the word judgment the wrong way, but judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, is a good place. That's where you go to get your reward for all the things you did in life. 1 Corinthians 3. You know, that's why some of the rewards wood, hay, and stubble, some is gold, silver, and precious stone. I want to go to the judgment seat of Christ. I want to go there to get my stuff that I've been laying up while I've been living down here. It's like going and making the withdrawal from the bank. That's what you want to do. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, because when the righteous show up to heaven, you know, the big incredible streets and the home and the angels with six wings and whoo, the big river you get swimming. Said no sinners will be in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Well, I don't want to perish. I'm not going to hang out with the ungodly. So we go back up and talk about all those in the last days, perilous times, people that consider nothing sacred, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Stay away. Stay away from these people. Who else? The ungodly. They're going to perish. Stay away. I don't want to perish. Watch who you hang with. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 through 19. My child, a father talking to his son. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. Now, if they're thirsty, give them water. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're in prison, visit them. If they're sick, nurse them back to health. But otherwise, don't hang out. If they entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone. Just for fun, let's ambush the innocent. You ever read about that in the paper? Hear that on the news when somebody just went and killed somebody for the heck of it? Who is that? That's the ungodly. Don't hang out with them. Get yourself killed. It says this, just for fun, let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive like the grave. Let's swallow them whole like those that go down to the pit of death. Think of the great things we will get. We will fill our houses with all the stuff we take. You ever notice people think, always a shortcut. Hey, we don't have to work and earn it. We can just steal it. We'll steal what somebody else worked for. That's stealing. That's not good. There's punishment on that. Come, throw in your lot with us, and we'll share the loot. The father says, my child, don't go along with them. See, I go back over and says, stay away from people like that. Ungodly pair, stay away from them. Don't go along with people that are trying to mislead you. The Bible's full of warnings, but don't go with them. Don't hang out with them. Stay away from them. Don't hang out. Over and over and over. Stay away from their past. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. Are you getting the pattern? Stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away. Watch out who you hang with. Don't just be hanging out with anybody. You'll become like them. You'll get in the trouble they're in. I've seen more innocent people, adults and kids, end up in jail, end up in a tough situation. Why? I don't know, man, it's just had a stupid moment. I was with the wrong person at the wrong time in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. Well, that's when you shouldn't have been hanging out with the ungodly. You were warned not to. It goes in this, but these people set an ambush for themselves. They're trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. You got to learn who to hang with. I just tell people, I just make 8.5, 11 pieces of paper, make a list. Who should I stay away from? Well, unthankful, unholy, ungrateful, disobedient to parents, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, people that betray their friends, puffed up with pride, love pleasure, and love. I make a list. What is this? Stay away from this. Why? Bad things happen to these people. We'll pray for them. We'll try to help them. You don't want to do that. So just keep a list of things we do and we don't do. Now, I like this Jude, the book of Jude, right before Revelation. Great book. Jude, verse 14 and 19. No chapters, just verses. Says this, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones. Those are the godly who go in the rapture, go to heaven, come back on their own big horse of Jesus. What are they coming back for? To execute judgment on the people of the world. He will convict every person of all the ungodly things they have done. Nobody gets away with nothing. You know that, don't you? Everything I do, think, and say is being recorded in heaven right now, and I'll have to give an account for it eventually. That's why I want to do what's right. I want to do righteously. I want to think righteously. I want to talk righteously. I want the rewards of a righteous person. He said, for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him, these people are grumblers and complainers. Dad, who should I stay away from? Stay away from grumblers. Stay away from complainers. Stay away from ungodly, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, disobedient parents. Stay away. Stay away. You know, if you want great friendships, know who to have. Just because somebody gives you time, hey, I like you. I think you're pretty. I think you're handsome. I think you're funny. That doesn't mean they're your friend. Anybody can compliment you. The devil can do that. The devil, he's a deceiver. He'll gum flap you right into a messy situation. Goes on and says this. They're grumblers and complainers, living only to satisfy their own desires. They don't care about helping anybody else. They just care about themselves. Says this, they brag loudly about themselves. I always tell people, somebody always talking about themselves, never talk about you. You ever got in a conversation with somebody, hey, let me tell you where I've been. Let me tell you what I've done, what I'm doing, what I'm into. And they'll just talk for 30 minutes about themselves. And then the minute you get to respond, well, hey, let me tell you where I've been. They'll say, well, I've got to go. They don't want to listen to you. They just want to talk about themselves. What do you know about that? Stay away from them. They don't care about you. They just care about themselves. They're selfish. They flatter others to get what they want. The Bible says, mark those given to flattery to the depth a person will flatter you with their tongues to the depth they'll put a knife in your back, the Bible says. Flattery's cheap. Tell the truth. Truth sets you free. Watch out those given to flattery. And they flatter others to get what they want. The apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said in the last days, there would be scoffers. There it is again. People making fun of God. You ever seen that on the news? People make fun of God. People make fun of people who serve God. Crazy Christians, goofy religious people. You know what they do, what they say. It says, whose purpose it is to satisfy their own ungodly desires. That you keep hearing it over and over and over. We're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. We're supposed to keep our flesh under, keep our body under. But what it says here, people are living to satisfy their own ungodly desires. How drunk can I get? How doped up can I get? How many times can I fornicate? How many things can I steal? What can I get away with? What is that? That's the sin nature trying to get you killed. You got to stop it. God gives you the power to stop it. So that these people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. God said this, and several things I hate. One of them is those who stir up strife among the brethren. God hates people who are always causing trouble. God hates those people. I'm not making this up. We're going to read it in detail in a minute. So these people here, they follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's spirit in them. But you, dear friends, you must build each other up on your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. Who's going to do that? Jesus. My goodness, wouldn't that be great? It says, in this way, you keep yourself safe in God's love. And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Again, we're not to judge them. We're just stay away from them. We're trying to show mercy. And I'm praying for you. God bless you. But, man, I can't hang with you because I don't do that. We got to do different. And then it goes to say, rescues others. What are we supposed to do? Not throw rocks at sinners. We're supposed to rescue them. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. Now, what we're doing is building a list. We're building from such stay away. What people do I need to stay away from? Well, God gives you a very detailed list. What kind of people? Stay away from these people. Stay away from them. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 through 14. Incredible. Now listen to this. Very detailed. Revelation 22, verse 12. It says, "See, I am coming soon," Jesus said, "and my reward is with me to repay all according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so they can enter through the great gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life." He said, man, do what's right so you can come to heaven. Come inside the pearly gate. Live inside the city. Be with other saints. Because outside the pearly gates, watch, this is what Jesus said in Revelation, outside the pearly gates are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idol worshipers, and all who love a lie. You understand? There's eventually a time when we separate sheep and goat, wheat and tares, God and ungodly, faith and unfaithful, holy and unholy. God's about to divide everybody. You know, he said before he came back, he'd set houses against himself, father against mother, children against parents. Why? Well, I'm trying to call the godly out. I'm trying to separate the wheat and the tares. If you're godly, come out among them. Live the right kind of life so you can be blessed. You can be a blessing, not just exist anymore. It says this in Proverbs chapter 6, and I love this. It's from the New Living Translation, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12 through 15. Here's a description. Now watch this. I'm quoting this from the New Living Translation. Here is a description of worthless and wicked people. Dad, who should I hang with? Well, stay away from worthless and wicked people. Again, if they're hungry, we'll get them some food. If they're thirsty, we'll get them a drink of water. If they're sick, we'll nurse them back to health. But we're not going to spend spare time or eat lunch with them. Are you getting the pattern here? There's a way to live. Said, stay away. Here's the description of worthless and wicked people. They are constant liars. They can't tell the truth. You know, the Bible says that all liars go to hell. Did you know that? That'll make a great bumper sticker somewhere. Not some liars. All liars go to hell. Don't lie. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, the life. I'm the truth. Devil's a liar. I'm the truth. Devil's a liar. I'm the truth. Tell the truth. So they're constant liars. They signal their true intentions to their friends by making signs with their eyes, their feet, and their fingers. You ever had somebody talk about you behind your back? Point and do whatever? He said, that's an ungodly, wicked person. Who is that? They don't care about you. They're just trying to be funny to themselves and get attention to themselves. They don't really care about you. They wouldn't talk about you behind your back. It says their perverted hearts plot evil. They stir up trouble constantly. But they will be destroyed suddenly, broken beyond hope of hearing and the hope of healing. It's a real dividing line. What we've done, I did it used to with junior high kids. I put it on the blackboard. We go through this whole teaching in about 4 or 5 days. And we put, here's the good, here's the bad. Hang with the good, stay away from the bad, help reach the bad, pray for the bad, witness to the bad, feed the bad, give water to the bad, but we don't spend spare time or eat lunch with the bad. And we're trying to force them to want to come back in with us. It's not to judge, we're trying to make them come back in. Now this is a good Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. I like this as the New Living Translation. Now, this is one of the most scary things I ever heard as a kid. That there are 6 things that God hates, no 7. Like, God hates some? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some things God just does not like. Now, watch this. There are 6 things the Lord hates, no 7 things he detests. If God hates it, I want to hate it. If God likes it, I want to like it. I want to be like God. What are they? Number 1. Haughty eyes. You know what that is, don't you? You ever know some people talk to you, when they talk to you, they'll throw their eyeballs down to the ground? They just took you for a slam dunk. You ever notice that? That's hidden body language. That's also subconscious stuff in some people. They're looking at you, they'll just take you down with their eyes. They'll just take you down. What do they do? Haughty eyes. They try to take me down. They don't know how to lift themselves up, so the only way they can lift themselves up is by taking us down. Watch out for haughty eyes. Number 2, a lying tongue. Over and over and over, we'll hear about the kind of people God does not like. God hates a lie. Because he's the truth and lies of the devil. Liars go to hell. He hates lies. Can't repent with a lie. You got to tell the truth. So God said this, stay away from those lying tongue. These are things God hates. Number 3, hands that kill the innocent. What does God hate? He hates people that kill innocent people.
He'll be their defender.
He hates that. Next is a heart that plots evil. Y'all to be thinking good. Y'all think about just hanging out. Hanging out with your family, doing something around the house. Shouldn't be doing this. Plotting evil. What else you got to do? Don't you have anything else to do besides plot evil against somebody else? Something bad? Make something bad? I'll make sure something bad happens to them. That's not good. Not good. Feet that race to do wrong. You ever notice how excited some kids get, especially teenager stuff, to go do, hey, let's go do this. Let's go egg the house. Let's go toilet paper a yard. And they just can't wait. And they call all their friends. They just get excited. Let's go do something bad to somebody. Won't it be funny? Might be funny to you. It wasn't funny to the person you did it to. Plus, sometimes it's destruction of property. That's just a really bad thing to do. A false witness that pours out lies. In case you haven't noticed, it's almost in here twice. False witness that pours out lies. God hates liars. God hates liars. So I tell the kids, tell the truth, tell it quick. If you lie, repent real quick. And a person who sows discord among the brethren. A person that sows discord among the brethren. Why? He's trying to make us one together as members of the body of Christ, like him and Jesus are one. You know, if you go through the Bible, one of the other things it does, and I used to do this with high school students, because I thought it was real good for them. I said, we're not trying to judge anybody. We're just trying to be aware of what's going on and who's doing what to who. In Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, and I'd always take them here when I teach about dating, and because it says it's just real practical. But Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 gives a list of people and what they're like and what you should do. It says this, Proverbs 5, talking to his son. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. I'm going to help you. I'm trying to point out kinds of people you should stay away from and why you should stay away from. He said, listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will show discretion, and your lips will express what you've learned. For the lips of the immoral woman are sweet as honey. What kind of woman? Immoral woman. Who's that? Somebody trying to get you in bed with her. What's your lips like? Well, it says like this. So the lips of an immoral woman are sweet as honey. I love honey. You love honey? Man, I do. I like honey. I like honey all my life. Homemade biscuits. I like it on anything. I like it on my cereal. It's sweet. So the lips of an immoral woman are sweet like honey, but her mouth is smoother than oil. But the end thereof, she is bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Now, who does an immoral woman? What all happens to her? And she got bad words. Feet go down to death. She's going to get you killed. You know, I don't want to hang out with somebody that's going to get me killed. I want to help. I want to hang out with somebody that's going to bring me some life. So her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave, for she cares nothing about the path of life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize it. What's that mean? Well, there's somebody out there wanting to take you out. Chapter 6 of Proverbs goes back to the same thing about my son, my child. Talking about, listen to me, I'm going to give you some great wisdom. Look what it says. Do not neglect your father's instruction, your mother's wisdom. It will keep you from the immoral woman. Now listen to this, very important, very important. Keep you from the immoral woman. Now it's in here over and over again. We're just covering a little bit of it here at the end of the session. From the mouth, the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. Well, how's she going to get you? Smooth talk. I tell my kids, just because somebody says nice, I love you, I like you, you're wonderful, you're so smart, you're so handsome, you're so pretty. Watch that stuff. That flattery, that's a dangerous thing. You know what you really like, so don't listen to that flattery. It said, watch out. Keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. Don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her coy glances seduce you. What coy glances? Remember that haughty look? Got that look, looking at you, flashing those eyes. So don't let them seduce you. For a prostitute will bring you to poverty by sleeping with another man's wife. It will cost you your life. What's going to happen if I hang out with the immoral woman? Poverty can cost me my life. Poverty. No, God said, I want riches and honor of mine. I'll be blessed. The head, not the tail, above, not beneath. Everything I said, man, be prosperous. Not if I hang out with them or a woman. It's going to cost me. It's going to cost me. So God warned you, stay away from this. From such, stay away. From such, turn away. We go on over in Proverbs 7, says the same thing. Immoral woman says she seduced him with a pretty speech. Always the speech. Flattering of the tongue, haughty eyes, speech. And if you don't teach your kids, they'll be seduced by this. You understand how it is? We all want to know we're loved. Listen, God has four creatures around the throne called seraphim that do nothing but praise him. God made four creatures, and their whole job for all of eternity is to praise God. Well, you and I are made in the image of God. If God needs praise, guess what? We need praise. If we say we don't need praise, we lie. So if you're not in the Word of God, you're not parents as parents especially, if you're not saying good things about your kids, you know, when they do good, I know people do bad, but we're trying to compliment and give praise, then they'll be taken by people who are not, they're not for them. They're wanting to take them out. They're wanting to see them dead and dead early. And it goes on, it says the same thing here in Proverbs 7. So like an arrow piercing through this guy's head, like a stag being caught in a trap, like an ox going to the slaughter, she enticed him with her flattery, and he followed her at once. What are we trying to do? Well, we went through all these things. Watch out. The last days, perilous times will come. They will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, heady, high-minded, truce breakers, unthankful, unholy. They're going to flatter with their lips. The immoral woman's going to flatter with her lips. If you don't know who you are in Christ, the devil will send somebody to prop you up with false words. Don't fall for it. We want to live a long life. We want to be blessed. To do that, we got to do what's right. So let's get in the Word of God. Let's obey it. Let's honor God in all we do and say in Jesus' name.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Make sure you go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.